The sky cannot be described with a camera. The camera lies, introducing false colors and inappropriate lighting. So does the storyteller. Aiming for truth, the storyteller can't help but misconstrue.
To be truthful, I haven't seen my mom in about a month and a half since her birthday, which is another long time for me. It's been, you know, ages,
but it's healthier time for you, I think.
In a way it is.
Maybe. Maybe not. See, last night I had a nightmare. Really bad one. It wasn't one of the typical ones that I have. This one woke me up in the middle of the night, breathing hard, panting, sweating profusely. I don't have nightmares like that often. My mom was dying in the nightmare. That's what it was. But that wasn't what was... Well, yes, that was what was so frightening about the nightmare, but it's probably impossible to relate the level of fear that I felt. It wasn't simply my mom passing, it was that she was so frightened. In the nightmare, she was... I could sense that she was trying to figure out what was going on with her. My mama was so scared. She was this little fragile... She was my mama, you know? And she just didn't have... In her condition, she couldn't communicate. And I wasn't sure how much I was getting through to her. In the final stage of the nightmare, she had become this withering, frail creature. I don't even know how to describe. You know the insanity of nightmares, they don't make sense. And she was just this frame of a person. And yet she wasn't even a person any longer. She was this empty, cardboard-like frame. I don't know how to describe it. Didn't make any kind of sense in reality. And as she was fading, I was holding her and I was telling her, "Mom, it's okay. Don't worry. It's okay." And she said to me, "Tell me the truth." And I was telling her, "Mom, you're dying." But I didn't know how to tell her. I wanted her to know, but not be afraid. And how do you tell someone that they're dying and have them give them any comfort? So, am I any healthier for being away from mom for so long? This music is fucking inappropriate. I chose it because it's called Truth by an artist called Chill Factor 5. And frankly, I like the song, but it just doesn't fit this piece, except in name. Truth of the matter is, sometimes I feel uncomfortable just covering this kind of territory, because it just, I don't want to come across as inauthentic. This is part one of what will probably be a multi-part podcast entitled Truth, which you can find at somethingthathappened.com.